They thought it was rotting pumpkins or maybe a dead deer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
The tallest trees, volcanic landscapes, and an underground river are just part of what can be found in our national parks. Explore what makes them special and inspiring at Turtle Bay Exploration Park this season. Find Your Park, Find Your Heart is open October 1st through January 8th at Turtle Bay. Find Your Park is presented by Five Star Bank and is a collaboration with the National Park Service and the Shasta Historical Society. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right. Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American. That's what I am.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Yahoo, buddy. It is a little after nine. It's Sunday morning once again. I am your host once again. I want to say hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lo. That's my granddaughter out there. She's listening. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. It's Sunday, January 22nd, 2017. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
She does all the heavy lifting. And Bob Martin.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
Good morning, Bob.
Our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy, and Red Smith, who's been on a blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency, with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability post-employment, becoming a rapid descent into the unfunded pit of hell via non-existent recovery, which is the mantra of the prostitutes and the self-serving politicians and banksters.
And it's just left me about banjo mad.
I'm not sure what banjo mad is.
Is when you're so upset that you go out on the porch and start playing the banjo until the kinfolk come in and you got to fight.
Oh.
Banjo mad.
As long as you're not cross-eyed while you're sitting out there.
You know, I'd almost give up an eye to play the banjo like that kid could.
He could really shoot he could really play that banjo, that's for sure. Not too sure about his kinfolk.
They're a little off.
Yeah, they were a little off there. So, we're streaming worldwide You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. I believe we're going to have a guest today around 9:30 or so.
I believe so.
Mr. Joe Dan?
Yep. Gorman.
Hey, Joe Dan Gorman. I just posted his intellectual frog legs on Sovereign Minds Facebook. I highly recommend that you listen to it. It's a very entertaining and appropriate at this point in time. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Bocelli Lane. They stand for limited government fiscal responsibility, adherence to the Constitution, those radical right-wingers. And you've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind, and you can go to 51, SOJ51.net and become a 51ster. We're going to be having some upcoming stuff coming in right around the end of February, kind of sort of consolidating the shows a little bit. Maybe
at the end of February?
Yeah. Well, I thought I said that.
I was just making sure you were getting it right over there.
It's like, is that, you think that's like your mission in life, don't you?
What? Oh, it doesn't work the other way around now, does
what?
It?
What?
You
what?
Would never do that. No.
What?
Oh, innocent over there. Yeah, okay.
Oh, boy.
Try again.
Take the fifth.
You can
That's
also
smart.
You can also go to www.shastalantern.com and see a lot of these stories that aren't getting printed in the mainstream prostitute media. The yeah, it's incredible. You know, I mean, what they don't print, don't talk about, or what they do talk about. These guys are so full of nonsense, it's unbelievable. And the more that you observe and witness it, the more it's like, you know, you just they look like these guys. On NBC, you know, I mean, unbelievable. I mean,
yeah, how about the deal that they're trying to show photos of the inauguration like 6 to 7 hours before they started letting people in?
I know.
And saying, oh, there was nobody at Trump's inauguration.
We have a clip on that. Do you remember that they kind of did this? You know what cracks me up? Remember the Tea Party rally when Obama was first elected? They had that big rally in Washington, D.C. in the mall.
Massive. Yep.
It was massive. There was over a million people at that rally. Never made the news.
Yeah.
Never made the news. Isn't that interesting? And they were getting away with it back then. The Tea Party movement was so malaligned, you know, radicals, racists, you know, un-American, white supremacists. You know, does that sound familiar at all? Does that sound like the same drumbeat? Only now, because of the internet and people are wising up, that nobody's listening except the far left extremists who, you know, pretty much have, you know, as my dad used to say, crap for brains, and he said it in a little different way. Because it's like they're the Kool-Aid. Give me some more Kool-Aid, you know. So, do we have a caller?
We do have a couple on line one. We got Charles. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Yes. Yeah, found out the other day that that the Anderson Planning Commission wants to ban all.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. I did see that, Charles. You posted
that.
Yes,
item 4.1 on
there. It's like, what? So this is on January 23rd. City of Anderson Planning Commission seeks to ban most storage sheds, including those have been in use for years, including and also those used by seniors residing in mobile home parks. What kind of a bug do they got up their butt over this? What do you mean, ban all storage sheds? What's
up
with that?
Well, then you can't grow your marijuana.
Is that what it is?
Well, they want to require that the only storage sheds that are used are permanently affixed to a permanent foundation, which, of course, would qualify it as a quote-unquote building, which would then
make it taxable,
bring them under the requirements to get
a permit.
Well, not just permits, but have to file all sorts, you know, preliminary studies, environmental studies.
God.
Well, hell, you have to have an environmental study just to change a roll of toilet paper these days.
Oh, have they been taking lessons from the city of Reading and the county?
Well, oddly enough, this is happening down in Anderson.
Right.
I mean, this is the kind of thing where, you know, if it passes, you know, the city of, you know, look who's going to follow suit. I mean, most storage sheds are either in mobile home parks or in people's backyards that, you know, they use to store tools or whatever. A lot of them are on, you know, the floors are plywood and they're on top of pallets.
Well, my question,
so that they don't have to go through a bunch of
my question is,
you know,
is the city of
and so forth.
Is the city of Anderson going to compensate people for the value of their sheds that they have to remove and the cost of labor to remove it, seeing as that counts as a regulatory taking?
It's definitely a regulatory taking, but I think it would be a
also counts as an ex pro facto law too, doesn't it?
You know, before they just willingly do that.
Well,
I mean, you know, we all hear about, you know, where the need to store food and tools and other things and so forth, and you know, this seems to be a direct assault against that.
Well, I'm not sure what they have against a tool shed.
Well,
maybe these guys are a few. There's a few tools down there at City Hall that need to be put in the shed. Maybe
they're worried about taking
them
to the wood.
Need to be taken to the wood shed.
Yeah, there you have it.
Don't go back to bed, folks. I mean, there. Just because our long national nightmare is over, to quote President Ford, doesn't mean that local government isn't running around
amok.
Plotting mischief along the way. I mean, this is the kind of bad idea that needs to be nipped in the bud.
Well, I'm glad you called in, Charles, and
By the way, that meeting, unfortunately, the Planning Commission is tomorrow night at 6.
Oh, well,
at City Hall.
I'm glad you called in, Charles, to make everybody aware of it, and I know you posted it on the webpage, so we really appreciate that. If you got anything else or not, we'll move on.
No, I just wanted to get that in before you have your guest on.
Thanks.
All right.
Because you're going to have your guest in about 13 minutes, and so I wanted to get this in before.
Thank you very much, Charles. Appreciate
it. All right. Thanks for calling
in. Have a great day.
And then on line two, we got Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I wanted to run something by you guys and Red. I see where Obama didn't pardon Hillary or Lois Lerner or any of them. And I firmly want them to be prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any faith in the little deals that pop up on the Internet that say, would you vote for prosecution or non-profit prosecution for Hillary? And I want to propose that the state of Jefferson take up the subject and start a petition to prosecute. I think that would really bring a lot of attention to us. And furthermore, it would be my opinion that you could make a petition and have to go to ShastaLantern.net to sign up for it. That would give ShastaLantern.net a lot of publicity and exposure to some of Red's wonderful articles. It could be advertised on Carl Bott's show, Paul Preston's show. You guys have connections all over the place to where people could sign up and say that they want them prosecuted for that. What do you think, fellas?
That's not a bad thought. We'll give it some thought here, because I think I think your plan has some merit as far as, you know, exposure and maybe getting people to look at what we're doing over here, as opposed to, you know, because nationwide I think everybody wants her prosecuted that, you know, understands rule of law.
I don't want it to just go away and we decided not to prosecute. And furthermore, you guys could figure out who to send it to. I wouldn't have any confidence in Kamala Harris or Dianne Feinstein or LaMalfa even. But, you know, Louis Gohmert, if you send him a petition that's got, you know.
There's a few up there. There's a few up there.
Jason
Jim
Chavez or
Jordan. I think I'd send it to Jordan. Was it Jim Jordan? He's a firebrand on that one.
Oh, isn't he though? Yes, yeah. I really like him. But I wanted to throw that idea to you because I think it could be very fruitful.
Well, we'll think about it and see if we can't put something together.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Very good. Yeah, there's so much to do. The problem is sometimes that we get too much to do, and then we get, you know, so you got to focus. So, but I think that I like the idea. What about you?
Yeah, I want him in prison.
I meant I think that's being
I meant
too
the
nice.
The petition.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I'm sure there would need to be some discussion with the state of Jefferson folks, and, you know, you make sure it doesn't affect anything else that they're up to.
Yeah, well, maybe if they didn't want to do it, maybe we'd do it on our own.
Yeah.
At the Lantern. So, interesting stuff. Which kind of brings me to this first subject that I'm looking at here, which is the Clinton Global Initiative to lay off employees and shut down amid dwindling donations.
Yeah, it's weird. Since she didn't get elected, nobody's interested in the Clinton Foundation and the great work that they do.
Don't you think that that's proof enough that it was pay to play?
No. It's just merely coincidence.
Yeah.
I mean,
they just decided to do something else.
It just dries up coincidentally after she doesn't get reelected and she's not in the State Department anymore.
Or maybe it's something to do with the fact that Trump's new Department of Justice has asked every nation on earth to open their records about the Clinton Foundation and begin an investigation of them.
Could be.
that might have a little something to do with it.
Maybe. I don't think this thing goes away. I think they've got real problems, and I think they're scrambling to kiss butt on Trump to hope that he doesn't prosecute everybody. He's not going to do it, but Jeff Sessions, whoever happens to be there. And I think it's a big mistake for the powers coming into, you know, the ones that are being put into place here, Jeff Sessions and a few of the other congressmen and the cabinet and the administration of Trump. I think it's a mistake to let it go. I don't think people are letting this stuff go anymore. I think people want this stuff they want follow through. Now, so far, Trump's batting 1,000 in my book. I mean, I haven't seen him do anything that I would be have a problem with. And so, you know, he took the website off of the climate change and all that stuff off the White House. I think that's it's like Yahoo, buddy. And look at the civil rights that, you know, you look at the protesters out there, the civil rights guys, and mm-hmm. They're not about civil rights. They're not about anything. They're about destruction. They're about.
It's a temper tantrum.
They're the enemies that are within. I mean, they don't care about America. They don't care about freedom. They don't care about liberty. They don't care about America. And there were some peaceful protesters. Okay, if you got something to protest about, I'm for that and everything.
You know, the ones that really irritated me, I was watching some of these marches in Chicago and Austin and things like that, and people were walking through these streets with little kids, you know, 2-year-old, 3-year-olds. You ever watched a crowd go bad? What kind of an idiot brings a child to something like that?
Yeah, I get it.
It you know, when you're a bad moment away from a stampede or a human crush or, you know, what are you thinking?
I get it. I mean, I saw that one kid, he was burning the flag, and it was basically F Trump. And it's like, wow. I mean, talk about parenting there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you had the celebrities doing that, too, you know.
Well, they're children, too. They live in a world of make-believe.
Well, that's true.
They actually make-believe they're relevant.
Yeah. There's, you know, a lot to talk about with that. And so the Clintons and the Global Initiative and this, everything that's going on, there was a lot of stuff happening this week with the inauguration. I mean, Trump's speech, I thought, hit a home run. But the media was just, you know, I listened to some clips from the media, and Joe Dan will talk about some of this stuff.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
But it was just incredible that they just keep trying to twist the narrative. You know, it's like, and we got this clip here, too, we'll play later from the new press secretary for the White House, Spicer. And everybody's like, oh, he went too far. This and that. You know, I think
that, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he went far enough. But I'm tired of the you know, Fox News or whoever trying to twist it down to control the narrative. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't want to talk about the press. We don't want to talk about the numbers at the mall. We don't want to talk about how they slanted the coverage or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that important how many people showed up. Really, so the truth doesn't matter. I mean, the truth of the fact that these guys are always slanting the media, always taking a position that's, you know, not truthful, you know, lying about things out and out, you know, slanting, half-truths. That's the real story here. It doesn't matter about the, you know, the fact that this was the largest inauguration as far as people in the history of the country.
And not only that, not everybody was able to make it there because of the checkpoints that were shut down by the protesters.
They didn't even let everybody in. That. You know, and then I was listening.
Can't be telling all that stuff.
You know, listening to Intellectual Frog Legs with Joe this morning, Joe Dan, and you know, they talk about Clinton, or not Clinton, but Obama, his 57% approval rating. And it's like, no. Because you can't believe anything these liars, these twisters of thought, these channelers of the narrative tell you. You have to think for yourself. It doesn't matter who's talking, you know, because Fox is trying to channel it down like, oh, well, it doesn't matter that they do it. Yeah, it does. It matters a whole bunch to me. It matters a whole bunch to me if I have a news media across the board that slants everything to channel it down a narrative.
Oh, you're just a crybaby.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I'll tell you what, there were some we've sure seen some thumb suckers the last few weeks, haven't we?
Yeah.
I mean, since about January, it was prior to January 20th, from November, what was the second, was the election or whatever, fourth, was it the second or the fourth? I think it was the
sixth. Wasn't
sixth?
It?
Oh, January 6th, maybe that was
November
it.
6th.
I'm sorry, November 6th.
Yeah.
So since then, we have seen, I mean, we could do a video, we could do a whole movie on thumb sucking.
Yeah, a whole montage of just meltdowns.
Yeah, I mean, it was
just like, wow. How do you get through your day? Wow.
It's like their heads were exploding. and again, I encourage.
And then they turn around and break their stuff or other people's. Like, one of my favorites was watching those idiots go after Bank of America and Starbucks.
You saw
two of the biggest contributors to Hillary Clinton.
Did you see my comment on that?
I just, come on. How stupid are you?
It's like everybody's going, you know, gee, what are they doing? You know, they're out there, they're rioting. They're you know, they're doing everything wrong. It's not a peaceful protest. You know, my comment was, well, at least they're breaking into Starbucks and PVA because they're so dumb they target their own guys.
Yeah.
The people that are paying them.
It's not like they went out and tore out the Chick-fil-A drive through or something.
Yeah, it hurts me in the cockles of my heart to watch a Starbucks go down.
I didn't know you had cockles. But it is comical.
Yeah, let's protest Trump by attacking the Seattle communist storefront. Genius. Just genius.
Yeah, we'll bust out all their windows.
Yeah.
You know... unbelievable, you know. So they're protesting for their rights, while they circumvent everybody else's rights and destroy their property.
Yeah,
yeah.
Geniuses.
Yep.
Geniuses. Oh, I got another. I mean, Trump just pulled us. I don't know. You got to be careful these breaking news stories because you never know what the truth is on any of this stuff anymore. But I just got this Trump just pulled us out of the TPP.
Oh.
Wow.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that comes from the Truth Kings, and we haven't followed that up. But the WhiteHouse.gov looks pretty truthful to me. Announced via Trump, President Trump, that the TPP deal will no longer have the U.S. as a participant.
Shucks.
This was one of Obama's achievements in terms of trade deals, and Trump has quickly lived up to his promise to remove the United States from the deal. I mean, I think this is going to be like Sherman headed for Atlanta in the ocean, man. And I sure hope so. I mean, I love this. I think this guy's great. You know, just stop everything this guy's done because he's been an absolute train wreck. He's a disaster. He's and you know, from the left side, it's like they're still chasing butterflies, and you know, they're talking about oh, it's been so good under him, and all of the economic indicators are so good, and they just indicate that he's so good, and we're so much better off than when he took office, and they just ignore anything, or twist, yep. or lie, or cheat, or steal, or it's just unbelievable. What are these guys on the left? That's like, what do they have a Kool-Aid line out there? You know, drink the Kool-Aid before you protest or something. Do we got somebody on the line?
I would say it's probably official. This is coming from the staff writer from the Nikkei Index in Japan. U.S. announces withdrawal from TPP.
Wow.
Didn't take long, did it?
Hey, wow, we're like 1-2 days in now.
haven't even really started yet.
Haven't even shook off the hangovers, and we're already started.
As well as we have withdrawn from the TPP, we have announced that we will be renegotiating or disbanding NAFTA.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too. President will give notice of the United States' intent to withdraw from NAFTA. Let's get it on.
Yeah.
So, I guess
I think we need to go to a break, and we should have our guests coming on after the break. If you want to call in when we have our guests and have a question or comment for him, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460. Mm-hmm.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. The man who died, who gave that right to me, and I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
General Manager at the Cascade Theater, and I would like to invite you to join us for the second annual Signature Gala. This classy and exciting event will be held on Saturday, January 28th. Dance the night away and sip on complimentary champagne and snack on past hors d'oeuvres while you mingle with friends and bid on a fantastic selection of live and silent auction items, including autographed posters of some of the most renowned musical artists to visit the Cascade Theater. Then get your dancing shoes on, because our DJ will have you dancing into the night. This elegant evening cannot be missed. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the theater's ongoing restoration and preservation projects and will assist in bringing the big names and music right to your front door. Tickets are just $25 and can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Mark your calendar for the annual Signature Gala, January 28th, 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Norton Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with dish. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for DISH, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off their bill. We are a local authorized DISH dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one, no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow movement.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. You're listening to Sovereign Minds once again, Sunday, and we have a great guest on today.
Yeah, we do.
I love this guy. I mean, intellectual frog legs, you know, is the best. I got to say, it's. I look forward to the new video coming out every month or so. And, you know, Joe Dan, you know, has this country kind of a, you know, backwoods demeanor with stacked with a whole bunch of intelligence and wit, and I really enjoy it. So I think he's on the air with us right now. Are you there, Joe?
I think so.
Good morning, Joe.
Yeah,
thank you for the kind words. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Oh.
Well, I really look forward to your frog legs when it comes out. And it came out this morning, which was very appropriate on my Facebook. And gosh darn, there's so much stuff packed in there. It's hard to talk about it all. But there's some really good stuff in there. I mean, obviously, we're all happy that Trump just got inaugurated, and you know, we dodged a bullet for the country. I mean, who knows what would have happened with Hillary?
Dodged a bullet. I mean, you know, the sad thing is we actually came very close to losing this country. Of course, history and the media will not reflect this,
right?
But it's true. And but patriots like you guys, you know, we've overtaken the mainstream media. Is it not glorious?
Oh, I love it.
These, a lot of fun.
The lamestream prostitutes. These guys. It's unbelievable the lies that just come out of, you know, the channeling of the thought processes to try to, you know, come up with the narrative that's going to have an end result in favor of the left. It's just unbelievable.
Well, their ability. I mean, they lie as easily as we breathe. I mean, what was that? They reported that that Trump removed the Martin Luther King bust.
Yeah.
No. I mean, why? But see, that's what they do. Anything racial, they focus on it, and there is no evidence. There's never evidence. There is evidence against them. They are the racists.
Well, you know, I'm looking at a little post here on my Facebook. You know, it shows these guys, the protesters, you know, in the back of a car, flags all over the place. They've got graffiti all over the car. They're hanging out the windows, and the caption says, "Claims Trump will destroy America," and then under it says, "As they go out and actually destroy America."
Yeah, yeah. The irony does not get lost on them at all.
That's crazy, because does that get reported in the news? No, they talk about somebody hiding Martin Luther King's bust in the White House. Oh, and by the way, it was just it was behind a Secret Service agent. Our bad.
But you know, it's like, I don't know if you saw on that last episode. Not, I don't mean to promote my show.
Oh, go right ahead, Joe. We love it.
But we had I pulled a clip from CBS Radio and how they actually covered four black kids who tortured and kidnapped that little special needs dude. But the way that CBS News reported it, it was intent to racially inflame, no doubt.
It sounded like it sounded like the torturers were white and the guy that was being tortured was black.
They switched the narrative completely. I mean, it's just... but we're on to them. And the beautiful thing, Sean Spicer and this Trump administration, they proved over the past 24 hours they're not going to put up with this nonsense.
Yeah,
they're going to call it out.
We're going to play that clip. Yeah, we're going to play that clip later on, because I think it's very important. And the media, all they could say was, oh, they're just quibbling over how many people. No, we're quibbling over the fact that you guys can't tell the truth to save your lives.
Well, it's not even just at the national level that the mainstream media has gone completely overboard. Even at the local mainstream media level, for example, a radio station or a television station out of Sacramento last night, I was perusing their internet for news, and their very front page, their whole front page, is nothing but a list of anti-Trump protests, who to get in contact with to join the protest, and directions to get there and what to bring.
Wow.
Yeah, see, but the term mainstream media, we've used it for so long. You know, they are not the mainstream. We just proved it. And we've been saying for years, you know, we actually outnumber those freaks. It's just they have the microphone. And we showed it this time. I mean, this started years ago in 2010, you know, really picking up pace. And a lot of us have been, you know, fighting the battle these past 7 years, and we did it.
Yeah, we're winning, and now's the time to go in and bayonet the wounded. I mean, we don't want to give them any slack or quarter at all at this point, because these guys don't deserve it, number one. And, you know, it's like I'm listening to our local television, and they're talking about how all the achievements that Obama had during his administration, and, you know, how everything's much better economically. And then at the end of it, he says, oh, and we got all our figures from NPR.
Yeah. awesome, you know, awesome source of news.
Yeah,
I wish Trump would let me run PBS.
I'd actually watch PBS then.
I would ban those soft talkers. You know, it was all such a good time, and blah 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 crap. We love Obama, you know, but I would just we would have
as fun. Long as you keep Bob Ross, the painter.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the former Air Force guy, does all the paintings, you know, the happy trees guy. Guess they don't have that.
Not ringing a bell.
Never mind. I think he's actually dead, so it doesn't matter. He's not going to the cabinet anytime soon. But I think that we ought to start a movement here to get Joe Dan Gorman appointed to Bush's cabinet as the mystery as the
Bush. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Not Bush, I mean Trump's cabinet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
To Trump's
cabinet. Back off, buddy. Back off.
Get it right. Get it right.
As the minister of truth in the news. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of got a Farrakhan sound to it. You know, I don't have a spaceship.
The Minister of Truth.
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, we got so used to the czars. I'm sorry, I lost it for a second.
Yeah, has Trump? Is he appointing czars? I haven't heard of one yet.
No, I think
not yet. I haven't heard anything.
I'm pretty sure that went out with the Obama administration. Is that we don't have czars anymore? We actually have cabinet members who have to be approved by the Senate.
Well, the Bushes love those czars too.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Did.
And you know, look at the past two administrations. They have added, and that Republican and Democrat, they're the ones that added 75% of our debt in the last two administrations. That's insane. And anybody who could argue to keep those people in there, it makes no sense to me.
My question is, how the heck do you spend, you know, what, between Bush and Obama, it had to be like $14 trillion or something between the two of them. I mean, gosh darn, what do you walk around with $100, $1,000 bills hanging out of your pockets, trailing them down the street, you know, on the golf course? What? I mean, that's a lot of money to just be throwing out the window.
And we have nothing to show for it.
I believe the technical term
is. And Trump's right putting out our infrastructure. You know, I mean, a lot of the roads, I remember as a youngster, like, oh, we got a new highway over here. Well, that's still the newest highway. And I'm not a youngster anymore. But, you know, I'm in my 50s, and I would see, you know, things that they would, you know, our government would build highways, or we would do things for our infrastructure. And anyway, we've done nothing. But I'm so excited about this. We're getting ready to take off, man. You know, when we get these corporate tax rates down, this is going to be fun.
I personally think that Trump's going to be managing a bankruptcy, and I can't think of anybody better to do it, to reorganize this thing, start cutting. It already looks like he's cut the TPP out of it, and he's going after NAFTA, Obamacare. And he did throw all the Russians out wait a minute. That was Obama that threw all the Russians out for hacking the election, and now, according to your reports, they're all in New York City?
Yeah, the sanctuary city. Yeah, Obama, you realize you kicked him out of a sanctuary city, buddy. You can't touch them. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, this whole thing is crazy. You know, I mean, we got Trump that just comes in out of the blue, you know, the dark horse in the race. I mean, you look at some of the things they were saying before he even got there. You know, like I see the one thing on your video about 79% chance that Hillary's going to win and, you know, 10% Obama and now this guy is president, and I don't think any of these people in Washington know what to do with him.
No, but you know what? There's one program that referred to Trump as the new sheriff in town over a year ago. That was me. and it's still posted up there. You know, so, you know, well, we may not be as smart as those guys sitting around with George Will and with their bow tie bravado and you know, they know everything. The Penny Loafer Club. We're not that smart, but you know what? We were right.
Yep, I gotta agree. So, I gotta agree. I was saying quite a while back that he was going to win by a landslide unless the elections were so fixed that, you know, you couldn't stop him, and or you could stop him. But you know, the thing is that all you had to do is look at the gatherings of the crowds. I mean, you got a green screen behind Hillary with you know, 10 people in a fake crowd, and this guy's filling up a stadium. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that there's something going on.
Yeah, and the media says, oh, just ignore those crowds. That don't mean anything. Yeah.
Yeah, we ignore
them. Yeah, and air conditioners are more dangerous than ISIS. Yeah, okay. And what else? See, they focus on nonsense. Gender identity and carbon foot powder or something. But it's nonsense. Does it matter what kind of carbon foot powder you use if you are switching identities of your gender? I don't know.
I think
we'll have to do a special on that one.
I think it actually does, Joe. I think that
maybe you automatically get credit if you cut off your.
Well, then you need to use a lot of Gold Bond.
Oh wow!
You know what? If Hillary would have won, we would not be laughing right now.
No,
we would not be laughing. You know, you're right about that. I mean, we'd probably be digging trenches out in our front yard and fixing our bayonets.
I would be in Mexico City setting up my hot dog stand. I was going to add EZ to the end of my last name, so instead of Gorman, I'd be Gorman Ed. Jose Daniel Gorman Ed's hot dog. We're not sure what's in them, but you need to eat them fast.
It'd be roof rabbit tacos, so.
Oh boy. That was a good one. Oh man, I'll tell you what. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, you know,
actually I made all of it up.
Yeah. You know, when we all started, we were thinking when we got to the radio station, I'm sure you were probably thinking too when you started doing your blogs and all this stuff. Wow, you know, what are we going to talk about? These guys, they're an endless source. They're like the fountain of babble, of crap. It never stops. There's so much material that these guys just spewing forth into the atmosphere that it's hard to figure out what you're going to talk about because there's so much crap to talk about.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I see, and people need to quit getting angry. They need to quit getting angry because you don't win hearts and minds by calling somebody a or whatever. but ridicule, that may not win their heart and mind, but it will cause them to reevaluate. People don't like to be ridiculed. Trust me.
Well, when you're doing it.
I still have issues.
when you're doing really stupid things, it's easy to get ridiculed. You know, it's like
yeah. But well, we have so many people on our side that just go into Nazi attack mode when they could be just a ridicule attack mode.
Right,
so, completely different, and it's not mean spirited. We don't want to be mean spirited all the time. But like you said, they're doing so many ridiculous things. Hell, just point to it. Just point to it and laugh.
Well, with us, with us out here in California, we could ridicule all day long, not even break a sweat, 8 hours a day.
Oh my gosh! Have y'all succeeded yet?
Well,
we're working at it.
There's a couple of different ways that's going. You know, we're up here with the State of Jefferson movement that's been trying to basically remove the top third of California to form a new state, and they've been telling us the whole time we're crazy for wanting a new state, and now these hoopleheads want to run around and take themselves out of the Union.
Well, just chop it in two. Just chop it in two.
We don't want that much of it. We just want about a third.
Well, just make it two parts. Just take the part you want and let them have the rest. We'll build a wall around it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because the reason why we don't want to chop it in two is we'd probably get Sacramento and San Francisco. And, you know, that's...
Well, I didn't say two. I didn't say
equal parts. Yeah.
The good half and that half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the part
some
we want.
Some halves are more equal than others, you know.
Yeah. Well, ain't that the truth. So it's crazy
so
stuff.
So when do we go on air? When's the show start? Let me know. I want to be ready. I got a new shirt.
Does it say Megyn Kelly's going to NBC?
Did you? Hey, I was waiting to see if anybody would notice. I put that graphic of that witch But I had the letter B chasing her off the screen.
I'm looking at it right now. Hold on. Let me. I didn't see the B. Hold on. Oh, there, yes, there it goes. Is. There it is.
I was wondering if anybody would pick up on the significance of that.
Nope, missed it. Went right by me. Didn't even see it until you just told me.
You know what's fun is I love doing what I do here. You know, it takes a lot of work. I don't have any help on the production stuff, and but you know, it's so cool. I mean, people are shocked to see that we actually have some creative conservative minds.
Listen, Joe, we're at the top of the hour. We got to go to a hard break. We don't have a choice. But hold on, and we'll be right back.
We're on there now. Okay.
All right. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, it runs, she passes.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump will have a special visitor this week.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has told the BBC's Andrew Marr show she plans to discuss free trade and the importance of the NATO military alliance when she becomes the first foreign leader to meet with President Donald Trump in Washington. The White House's invitation for May to meet with Trump on Friday is seen in Britain as affirmation that Trump values the vaunted special relationship between America and its long-time ally across the Atlantic. Charles Suledesma, London.
Spokesman Sean Spicer says Mr. Trump has also scheduled a meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto later this month to discuss trade, immigration, and security. Spicer also says Trump spoke Saturday with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Severe weather that rolled through southern Georgia early today is blamed for 11 deaths, and more storms may be on the way. The National Weather Service says southern Georgia, northern Florida, and the corner of southeast Alabama could face intense and long-track tornadoes. Four people were killed by a twister in Mississippi yesterday. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Qualcomm for allegedly maintaining a monopoly over a key device used in cell phones and electronics.
The agency says that Qualcomm, the world's dominant supplier of baseband processors, imposes onerous licensing terms on manufacturers and weakens its rivals. The FTC is seeking a court order to undo and prevent Qualcomm's methods. San Diego-based Qualcomm says it believes the FTC complaint is flawed and advances the interests of companies that have earned billions of dollars made possible by innovators such as itself.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Authorities in the Dominican Republic say that Kansas City Royals pitcher Yordano Ventura and former Major Leaguer Andy Marte have both died today in separate traffic accidents around the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
French left-wing voters are casting ballots today in a nationwide presidential primary aimed at producing a candidate strong enough to confront formidable conservative and nationalist rivals in the April-May general election. It's no easy task. France's once powerful left is struggling for political survival after President François Hollande's pro-business reform split his socialist party. And in a campaign marked by anti-immigrant populism and fears of economic stagnation, many disillusioned working-class voters are abandoning the socialists for far-right leader Marine Le Pen. Maggie Roach, the folk-rock singer-songwriter who since the 1970s had performed and recorded as a trio and in pairs with her two sisters, has died. Roach passed away due to cancer, according to a statement posted online yesterday by her sister and bandmate Susie Roach. She was 65 years old in 1975. The sisters released their first solo album. News and analysis at townhall.com. A man who received the Medal of Honor for rescuing colleagues in Vietnam only to give it back in protest has died.
Charlie Lightke, an American chaplain, was awarded the Medal of Honor for rescuing more than 20 wounded men December 6, 1967, when his company came under intense fire from the enemy battalion in Benoit province. Despite painful wounds in the neck and foot, Lightke carried more than 20 men to the landing zone to be evacuated during the fierce firefight. 20 years later, he returned his medal to President Reagan in protest of the country's foreign policy in Central America. Lightke was 85 years old. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 22nd, 2017. There are 343 days left in the new year. On this date in history, 1901, Britain's Queen Victoria died at age 81 after a reign of 63 years. And on this date in 1968, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In premiered on NBC TV. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute, we'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We've been talking with Joe Dan Gorman, or is it Jose Dan Gormanez?
Gormanez.
Danielle.
Sorry. I'll try to get it right.
Jose Danielle Gormanez.
Hey, I have one question. Will the real haters please stand up?
Well, I'm deciding to be transracial. So I made that decision during the commercial break. I'm full blown Mexican.
Transracial. That's good, because I thought you were cutting across some other lines here, and I was getting worried.
Oh, no. Don't get no more.
Well, we did.
I went over to check.
Go ahead, Joe Dan.
I went over to check my Twitter during the break. And of course, in the old days, you'd need a woman with you to do that, but I digress. I saw they're throwing a fit still over the size of the crowd. And Kellyanne Conway, God bless her, she told Chuck Todd, she said, you're supposed to be a journalist, not an opinion columnist. Good.
Yeah, I know.
They need to be called out. That's ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous. It's like the whole, it's like the whole, we're talking about earlier with the reporting on the four black guys that were, you know, torturing the screwed up white kid. You know, and they charge it, hey, they talk about hate crimes, you know. And, you know, this emotional deal of, gee, oh, we're gonna base our analysis on your emotions at the time instead of the actual crime, you know, is typical of what we're talking about here, with the media. It there's no common sense anymore.
Well, because they are, you can't even separate them from the Democrat Party. You can't. I mean, what the hell would Chuck Todd talk about differently if he just openly? The Democrat Party media. Nothing. I mean, but people are tired of it. That's why they lost, and they're not learning. They're not learning. So it's going to be interesting to see how things evolve over the next year.
Yeah.
As far as how the public consumes their media. Because they've lost all credibility. And CNN, oh my gosh. They're like, they got that George Costanza who's the face of CNN now.
It's not really
a good idea.
It's not really a lie if you believe it.
Yeah, isn't that a great quote? It's not a lie if you believe it.
Hey, the other one I got up here that we just love, we were cracking up in during the break, is the one where, Obama and Putin, you know, were going to talk man to man.
And Putin just put Michelle on the phone.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
See, I can talk about that since I'm a transracial now.
Well, just because she looks like she could play free safety for the Seahawks.
She is a husky, baby.
She's got them linebacker shoulders, baby.
Well, that's what happens when you get in shape because you're on vacation all the time. You know, you get to work out a lot, and you know,
nothing like being married to a woman that can put you in an arm bar.
do you remember? Do you remember when Barack was working out? And he had
the 2 ounce girly yoga weight.
Yeah, and now he's working out with that, you know. And it's like he tells what's his name from or Putin, you know, about the hacking. He cut it out. You know,
yeah. I heard Obama bench press a whole carton of yogurt. He's getting tough, man.
Yeah,
watch out.
he's gonna be whipping on some mayonnaise if you keep talking. You know.
In the meantime, he has to go cut Michelle's toenails. He'll be back in a
bit. Hey, as long as it wasn't Jell-O pudding.
Oh,
we're not going there.
No, we're going to leave that one alone because it's just not right. And this is a family show as well. I'll tell you what, I just love this one video this year, this month. I mean, it's just got the best stuff in there. I mean, there was so much good stuff this with the election and the fake media and the deceptive news and Obama and the protesters. It's like, gosh darn, what a bunch of good stuff to choose from to put on the video, you know?
Oh, and that's the thing, and I really wanted to and make it up to date, so not before last I was scrambling around to add the stuff from the inauguration, which was just hours before. but anyway, but yeah, I'm looking forward to, we're going to be doing some really cool stuff. I don't know if you know this, but we're going to be moving the studio here soon. After the move, we're going to kick some butt.
Well, good.
I can't tell you what we're doing, but I'm excited about it.
Well, we want to encourage people to go and help you out, you know, support you, donate to the cause, and get you into a place where you can keep doing this great work. And
well, thank you. Can I add one other thing before I go?
Sure.
I had some people call me a has-been. I think it's awesome. But the fact is, I was never, ever in media in my life until Obama became president and I lost everything.
Yeah.
And I was in the real estate. I was a real estate broker. in real estate investments. So I'm not a has-been. I'm more of a never was. accurate.
I could totally relate, Jodan. You know how I got this radio program? A guy invited me down here one day to talk. And then the next week or so, he goes, hey, why don't you just take the show? And he left.
Well, that's cool. But, you know, I mean, all this government stuff. See, I was in Arizona and when the market collapsed, and that was absolutely because of government interference. And that's what happens. There are real world casualties that never occur inside Washington, D.C. They got their little freaking bubbles. And then then you guys have your, you're in California, New York. The rest of the country's sane. Well, I know y'all have your pockets of sanity.
Well, we're up in God's country, Joe Dan. I mean, we're like almost to Oregon, so we don't really count as California. That's why we're got the state of Jefferson movement. You ought to let us give you a little more info on that at some point, and you can maybe even do something on it, because we're actually trying to do a constitutional state split, you know, according to the Constitution, just like West Virginia and, you know, North and South Dakota. We're actually trying to do this the right way to continue to be Americans and add a star to the flag. You know, the rest of these guys down south, they want to start their own country called Pacifico. I mean, that's the difference between where we're at in California and the what we like to call as the lower IQ. It's not even the 48 there; it's below the parallel there. So it's just crazy down south. That's why we don't want San Francisco or Sacramento, because as soon as you get down there and you get over the border in Colusa, it seems like your IQ drops about 100 points.
Yeah, you know what? Kansas City is another bastion of liberalism. I was actually surprised about that. But no, I'm outside of Nashville now, and I'm telling you what, this is God's country. It's so nice here. Like, it's like 65 degrees here today, and it's beautiful. And the key here is there was not a single Clinton sign in this county.
Yeah, but she was going to win by 79%.
Yeah, you know what? And then they like to make fun of us dumb Southerners, but we're the only ones that still have an economy. We haven't squandered it on like silly ass stuff or like men and beards and the Girl Scouts and crap like that. But we have our economies. We're doing quite much better than these liberal bastions, like Chicago and Detroit.
You mean there's a there's a relationship to Democratic policy and poverty?
You know what? One might be led to that assumption.
It defies all logic, according to the media.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. You know, the American people are a lot smarter. You know, and like Southern people aren't stupid, and all Black people don't vote Democrat. And all this shit. They got to put us in boxes, because we're Americans and we're seeing through their crap.
Well, that's what the game is. That's really the game. The lies of the social justice liberals is to divide and conquer everybody. You know, the gays against the straights, the whites against the blacks, you know, the trans, transgenders against transracial,
Yeah, but I drive a Trans Am. I'm a transracial transgender that drives a Trans Am, but I spend a little time in Transylvania. But you're right. They focus on what divides.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, oh, remember that scab you have there? Let me pick it. Let me see if I can make that scab bleed again that's healed up. Yeah.
Well,
but that's Trump knows how to. They're getting ready to be blown away. Trump is at what's called competence. They've never seen that. They've never seen it. They've never witnessed it. We haven't in our lifetime with anything regard to government. And I think, you know, if Trump continues on this path, he's going to actually raise the bar. And I know that people are going, oh, you're crazy. He's a serious businessman. He knows what he's doing.
I got all my fingers and toes crossed, and I think you're absolutely 100% right. Before you go, too, I wanted to get one more thing out there that was on your video about the tequila. I know that sounds like some kind of a tostado if you're south of the border or something, but could you give us a little information on the tequila as it relates to Islam?
Well, well, they call it sacred deception. Tequila, basically, Islam allows its followers to lie as long as it will promote their religion, which is not a religion at all. But you know, like they ask, you hear people asking, how come Saudi Arabia doesn't help all the refugees? Well, because they're not Christian.
Yeah, funny how that works.
I mean, but the tequila, I mean, they get like out there in San Bernardino. They will lie to your face. They threw a baby shower for these people, and they killed them. They killed them at a Christmas party. See, that right there, there's your definition of tequila. They will pretend to be your friend to the point that you will give them a baby shower, and then they will mow you down.
Or maybe they'll give you something like Obamacare and tell you that you won't lose your doctor and you won't lose your plan. And, you know, I still think this guy's a Muslim. I mean, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but, you know, tequila, you know, now that I think about it, sounds a little bit like tequila.
Yeah, well, I didn't lose my doctor. I just can't find him. You know what? As far as Obama's definitely a sympathizer, a Muslim sympathizer, and I imagine he is a Muslim. But I think Obama can't imagine that there's a God any bigger than himself. So I don't think he's really that. I think it's more about his, you know, who he's serving here on this earth. I don't think he's. He believes in anything other than himself.
Do you think are you referring to Ephesians about wickedness in high places? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I didn't have the Ephesians specific, but that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think. Well, self-serving, egotistical, narcissist, liar. I mean, gosh darn! I mean, I don't think that's a distortion at all.
Well, you know what? If I would have, when I was in real estate, had I told a lie as material as you can keep your doctor, your costs will go down, you can keep your plan, not only would I have lost my job, I would have been fired. I would have been fined and possibly arrested for fraud. And that's the biggest fraud ever committed. I mean, that's 1/6 of our economy.
Well,
and our media never questioned it. I mean, how many times did he say, you can keep your doctor? My God, they. And they're like, can we give you another back rub, Obama? It's like, my God.
Well,
but anyway, guys, thank you so much. I'm going to have to scoot here, but God bless you all, guys. And good luck out there. I know you're surrounded. Keep your powder dry.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Pass ammunition.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for coming on. We greatly appreciate it and would love to have you back in the future.
Well, you just let me know.
I will do that. Thank you, sir.
All right, you too.
You too.
Thanks, buddy.
God bless. Bye.
God bless. Bye.
All right. That was Joe Dan Gorman. And, you know, he wasn't south of the border. I think he's around Kansas City someplace. So. But you never know what the future
is
going to hold. I guess we should go to a break.
What,
and then,
what is Joe Dan's website again?
It's well, I got it right here.
Intellectual Frog Legs.
Intellectual Frog Legs.
Yeah, intellectualfroglegs.com. So I'm pretty sure if you type in intellectual frog legs into your browser, you'll come up with it. And the right on the front there is the video that we've been
evolution
referring to.
Of a revolution.
That's it. So it's good stuff. So let's go to a break and we will regather our thoughts and start on some other stuff.
Are we doing the farewell song?
We gotta reach out, and this is for Obama, and this song is good. I mean, it's perfect for what we're talking about here. So this is for our ex-president, as we like to refer to him as.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Wait for a minute, pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea.
There you have it. Zach Brown and, who was that other guy? Jimmy Buffett.
The parrot head.
I like that. That's good. Anyway, you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, community radio for the North State. Been a pretty good show so far. We got a lot of stuff to cover still. As usual, we got more than we can pack into a three-hour show. And so I guess what we're going to do is let's go over this Spicer video clip. This is the White House press secretary with his first stab at the position. maybe there's a trend starting here. This could be a trend setting moment for the press. So go ahead, Bob, and go ahead and play that.
Good evening. Thank you guys for coming. I know our first official press briefing is going to be on Monday, but I wanted to give you a few updates on the president's activities. But before I get to the news of the day, I think I'd like to discuss a little bit of the coverage of the past 24 hours. Yesterday, at a time when our nation and the world was watching the peaceful transition of power, and as the president said, the transition and the balance of power from Washington to the citizens of the United States, some members of the media were engaged in deliberately false reporting. For all the talk about the proper use of Twitter, two instances yesterday stand out. One was a particularly egregious example in which a reporter falsely tweeted out that the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. had been removed from the Oval Office. After it was pointed out that this was just plain wrong, the reporter casually reported and tweeted out and tried to claim that a Secret Service agent must have just been standing in front of it. This was irresponsible and reckless. Secondly, photographs of the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way in one particular tweet, to minimize the enormous support that had gathered on the National Mall. This was the first time in our nation's history that floor coverings have been used to protect the grass in the mall. That had the effect of highlighting any areas where people were not standing, while in years past, the grass eliminated this visual. This was also the first time that fencing and magnetometers went as far back on the wall, preventing hundreds of thousands of people from being able to access the mall as quickly as they had in inaugurations past. Inaccurate numbers involving crowd size were also tweeted. No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any out. By the way, this applies to any attempts to try to count the number of protesters today in the same fashion. We do know a few things, so let's go through the facts. We know that from the platform where the president was sworn in to 4th Street holds about 250,000 people. From 4th Street to the media tent is about another 220,000. And from the media tent to the Washington Monument, another 250,000 people. All of this space was full when the president took the oath of office. We know that 420,000 people used the D.C. Metro public transit yesterday, which actually compares to 317,000 that used it for President Obama's last inaugural. This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. Even the New York Times printed a photograph showing that a misrepresentation of the crowd in the original tweet in their paper, which showed the full extent of the support, depth, and crowd and intensity that existed. These attempts to lessen the enthusiasm of the inauguration are shameful and wrong. The president was also at the Central, as you know, the president was at the Central Intelligence Agency today and greeted by a raucous overflow crowd of some 400 plus CIA employees. There were over 1,000 requests to attend, prompting the president to note that he'll have to come back to greet the rest. The employees were ecstatic that he's the new commander in chief, and he delivered them a powerful and important message. He told them he has their back, and they were grateful for that. They gave him a 5-minute standing ovation at the end in a display of their patriotism and their enthusiasm for his presidency. I'd also note that it's a shame that the CIA didn't have a CIA director to be with him today when he visited, because the Democrats have chosen, Senate Democrats are stalling the nomination of Mike Pompeo and playing politics with national security. That's what you guys should be writing and covering. That this, instead of sowing division about tweets and false narratives, the president is committed to unifying our country, and that was the focus of his inaugural address. This kind of dishonesty in the media, the challenging that bringing about our nation together is making it more difficult. There's been a lot of talk in the media about the responsibility to hold Donald Trump accountable. And I'm here to tell you that it goes two ways. We're going to hold the press accountable as well. The American people deserve better, and as long as he serves as the messenger for this incredible movement, he will take his message directly to the American people, where his focus will always be. And with that, a few other updates from the day. The president had a constructive conversation with Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada about strengthening the relationship between our two nations. They also discussed setting up additional meetings in the days to come, which we will follow up on. He also spoke to Prime Minister Peña Nieto of Mexico and talked about a visit on trade, immigration, and security that will occur on the 31st. The president will welcome his first foreign leader this Thursday when the United Kingdom's Theresa May will come to Washington on Friday. On tomorrow, the president will oversee his assistance to the president being sworn in. He will then the staff will then have an ethics briefing and be a briefing on the proper use and handling of classified information. Further updates as far as what he will do. Oh, and then in the evening, he will have a reception for law enforcement and first responders that helped support the inauguration. Thank you guys for being here tonight. I will see you on Monday.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I call giving them a spanking. And that's and that's what needs to happen. These guys need to be spanked at every turn. They've actually, you know, made themselves irrelevant. And, you know, the tweeting of Trump, I think, is completely necessary because you know what kind of shake that the they're not, like I say with Joe Dan, they're not even the mainstream media anymore. They are the lamestream media, and they are being overrun by us citizen journalists that actually are looking for the truth, which should be the primary purpose of
that's what they're supposed
supporting
be doing.
Anything.
Yeah.
Not trying to, you know, sway one person, you know, sway the one way or the other on the story, but to actually report what is actually happening here. With that said, you know, I want to talk about Murphy's Law of politics. You know, Murphy's Law says anything that can go wrong will. The political version of this is, if corruption is possible, corruption will occur. And that should be the lesson here. If we create a government that allows corruption, we create a government that eventually would be destroyed by it. By allowing it, we create it. Bill and Hillary are merely the tip of the iceberg. There are thousands of others just like them who, as we speak, are continuing the grand tradition. Why? Because they can. If we truly want to put an end to corruption, we must stop looking at only the criminals who are exposed from time to time and begin looking at the system that allows this corruption. As long as the system remains, so will the corruption. The system that allows political corruption is built on a belief that the proper function of the state is to redistribute wealth and treat different groups and classes of citizens differently, supposedly for the greater good. The name for that belief is collectivism. It is what allows con artists to move into government proclaiming that they wish to serve mankind and bring about social justice. In most cases, however, what they really want to do is be the elite who decide who gets what and who pays for it. Once in that position, they know they will never, that there will be a never-ending line of people at their doors offering gifts, donations, no-risk investments, under-the-table payoffs, pleasures galore, in return for high-profit government contracts, tax loopholes, and legislative advantages over their competition. This phenomenon is 100% predictable, and there's no way to stop it. It cannot be stopped by limiting the terms of elected officials or by putting limits on the amount one person can donate to an official or by preventing former officials from becoming lobbyists or anything else that squirts water onto the flames while ignoring the gas leak. Collectivism is the gas leak. As long as we accept a political system built on the assumption that office holders will be honorable and that it is good that they will and that they should direct our lives, we shall forever be victims of this predator class. The only way to stop the thieves from going into public service is to have nothing there for them to steal. When the American Republic was created, this concept was well known. It was expressed by Thomas Jefferson when he said, "In questions of power, let no more be said of confidence in men, but bind him down from mischief with the chains of a constitution." The message was clear. Only fools would create a political system that depends on the confidence in men. And he and the others at the Constitutional Convention understood that scoundrels will seek government employment if there is an advantage for them to do so. Therefore, it is up to us to eliminate the advantage. That means we must create limitations on political power. We must write the rules so no one can redistribute wealth or treat different groups and classes of citizens differently. In other words, we must bind men down from mischief by the chains of a constitution. So, with that, do we have a caller? No?
It was Mary just calling to thank us for running that clip of Sean Spicer a few minutes ago. She had missed that during the week and really appreciated the things like that we do.
Very good.
Being caught up what's really going on.
Well, and speaking of corruption, okay, let's talk about Jerry Brown.
Oh.
Hey, that woke him up. Yeah, Jerry Brown. Good old Jerry. Scary Jerry. The moonbeam and the, what do you call him, Fred? The
Calde Rio de Luna.
There you go. The river of moon. What is the Rio de Luna?
It's the Calde, it's the moon ray, the moonbeam.
Moonbeam.
Calde is Spanish for like governor or patron or landlord or whatever name you want to call him.
Okay. So this comes from Breitbart. And Jerry Brown wants to hike our gas tax by 42% to bail out CalPERS.
On top of 141% increase in car registration fees.
Unfreaking believable. This piece of work has got to go. I don't know if it's by recall or by storming the Bastille, but... You know, despite tax collection increase...
Maybe a declaration of unity with the federal government will stop that.
Maybe a declaration of independence.
Mm.
Yeah, that might work.
Maybe a actual declaration of we refuse to comply.
Exactly,
come get some.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, you know, I think all of our options need to be left open. California's public pension insolvency is forcing Governor Jerry Brown... to propose a dangerously unpopular 42% increase in gasoline taxes.
On top of the fact that he just lost $2 billion. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, there is that, too. And the actual registration fees are increasing by 141%.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No problem here.
And you know, it's just a little thing, you know. You'd lose a how many billion dollars was it that he lost?
1.9. So like which is billion. The way that California does their books, he probably really lost 3.2.
And this was just a math error, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just a math error.
Just a simple error.
Yeah, you know, when you're working that abacus.
Yeah, whoops. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you forget to slide a couple of those over, and pretty soon you're off by a billion or two.
Yeah. That's...
Just saying.
So taxes skyrocketing. We've already got it. You know, we heard the story this morning of we've got veterans that are having to burn their own furniture to stay warm. We've got these tax increases coming to bail out the people that are robbing us blind.
But we're better off.
Well, we're losing billions of dollars.
But we're better off than we were 8 years ago, aren't we?
Not here.
Because that's what Obama told us, and so did MSNBC, LSD, and Communist News Network. And but we're the fake news.
Yeah.
Didn't they say something?
We've been hammering CalPERS for how long?
Yeah. But what did they call us at first?
There were several things at first. I mean,
yeah. You are fake news.
Yeah, yeah. So, but we don't know. And all you got to do is ask Francie Sullivan, and she'll tell you that there's nothing wrong with the pension system. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a strongly worded letter. I'm so fed up with half measures and weak need responses. I just am. It's time for a fight.
Well,
that's where it is.
Hey, you know, maybe that's what needs to happen. I mean,
well, what's it going to take? I mean, we got nothing to lose at this point.
Nothing.
Nothing to lose.
Not a thing to lose.
Except our liberty and freedom. I mean, that's the only thing that we're losing here.
Yeah, they, you know, and really the only thing that there is to lose is our chance to fight for our freedom and liberty. And how can you really lose that unless you give it away out of cowardice?
Well,
yeah. Well, there's that. If you don't stand up.
If you don't stand up.
Yeah, here's another gem coming out, it seems like. This is the Bill of Rights for Children Act. And this comes from wearechange.org, California. The Bill of Rights for Children Act wouldn't allow government agents to kidnap kids for their best interests. Now,
say that again.
The new bill, the Bill of Rights for Children, has been introduced in the California Senate. Many in the state are dubbing it the Medical Kidnap Act, or the Government Owns Your Children Act. The bill was created by Dr. Richard Pan, the same pediatrician who's working towards making vaccines mandatory by taking away exemptions.
Didn't we talk about this before in the past about this leading to this problem?
Mentioned it.
It was so, you know, he's working towards making vaccine mandatory. By taking away exemption rights from the California families. This is a very good reason to be concerned, as this bill would give the government the right to take away your children for practically any reason they see fit.
Yep.
Attorney for the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, warns, it's not really the children's Bill of Rights, it's the government's Bill of Rights. So anytime they say it's, the Affordable Care Act, it's the Unaffordable Care Act, social insecurity, the Bill of Rights for Children's Act, really?
Yeah, but we're unified with our commitment to the United States. Everything's fine.
No. No, it's not. So
that's... No, we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah, we do.
a lot of work.
The fight's just starting. That's SB 18, introduced by Pan. And if you want to go look that up and do a little homework on it, there you have it. Do we have a caller?
We do. We have Gary on the line. Good morning, Gary. Got a question or comment? Hey. Oh.
Are you there, Gary?
Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Hello, Gary. You're on
good
the air.
Good morning. I'll run with Wynn's comments on their program. You don't suppose this money that was lost and all these new fees would be the financial foundation for the new country named Pacifica, since the El Presidente of Pacifica has now arrived in California?
Well, I wouldn't, but I don't know. He might have to fight the Acalde over that one. Jerry Brown's wanted to be emperor of his own land for a long time.
Well, okay.
I would say
we'll definitely have the connections with the UN, and
that's what I would look at is Barack Obama as California's ambassador to the United Nations.
Ah, okay.
I wouldn't put anything past these liars and thieves. I mean, you know, this whole soft peddling and, you know, there needs to be a wake-up out there by John Q. Citizen, and I think he is awakening, you know, to the fact that these guys are the freaking mob. They are not our friends. They're not there to help us. They're not, you know, government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. That's why we put together a constitution that binds them down, and so we have no confidence in men, and you got to quit. You got to unplug the TV and plug in your common sense.
And, well, that's I would like to ask the question with the direction that California is going, with the buildup of things that we're seeing on the border, with the rhetoric coming out of groups like Rosa, out of La Familia Nuestra, out of people like Kevin De Leon, and the things that we're seeing ramping up and rapidly moving forward with CalExit and things, and then we have the leftover communist dregs pouring out of Washington, Barack Obama, Eric Holder's on his way, we know Valerie Jarrett's now coming. Legitimately, how much longer do we have in the state of California? The clock is ticking and California is coming for us, and people better start waking up to that reality because the game's changed.
And connected with that, State of Jefferson is not isolated enough. And we in Northern California have better make sure it will be the State of Jefferson so we can be our own entity, because that crap in Southern Cal is coming our way, and it will not be pretty. These people are serious, and they have financial backing 10 times over. So people need to wake up and connect the dots and listen to your shows and go online and look at the news sources that give you the news, the information that is correct, not whatever. So thank you very much. Great show. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Gary. We appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, at what point in time do you stop paying these guys? At what point in time do you stop sending your registration fees in? At what point in time do you stop paying your property taxes? At what point in time do you
stare?
Yeah, I mean, at what point in time do you say enough's enough? I'm not doing it anymore, and you can't freaking make me. I'm not going to comply. And is that a problem? Yeah, it's a problem. But you know, losing your liberty and becoming a ward of the state that can take your children away from you and inject things into your body and your children anytime they want to without your consent, is that a problem?
And that's just the beginning of what they're after.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the State of Jefferson asks a lot of time, where is your line? I think that line has been crossed for just about every one of us. The question is what is our response to that line being crossed?
Right.
What is our response? What are we going to do to resist it? What are we going to do to stop it? What are we going to do to take it and ram it right back up the Acalde's fun hole? At what point? At what point is it not words anymore? At what point is it irrelevant statements of what? At what point action? At what point do we delineate the line?
Yeah.
We know the swing's coming. We're watching them rear back for the overhand hook. Are we just going to stand there and wait for it to land?
I think it's bob and weave, man. Duck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duck and hit hard as hard as you can. And that's really what we're talking about. I guess we have another caller on the line.
I think we have a couple callers on the line. On line one, we got Billy Bob. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, you patriots. How are you today?
Morning, Billy.
Good. How about you?
Oh,
couldn't feel better after the inauguration of the best president America is ever going to have. I was emphatic that Donald Trump would be the next president of the United States, and I'm glad to speak for myself and millions of other Americans. And what I wanted to bring to attention was the fact that in that inaugural speech, go back and listen to it again, he said this is not a transfer of power from the Democrats to the Republicans. It is a transfer of power from Washington, D.C., back to the American people. And it will go down, in my opinion, better than JFK's Ask Not What You Can Do for Your Country or What the Country Can Do for You, etc. But this will go down in history as the taking back of America. And I am so excited in the fact that we and your program and all the work that you guys have done and all the patriots that listen to your show, and we won, and we are proud of it, and these sniveling Democrats can shove it. So anyway, thank you so much, and right keep on, the good work.
All right, thanks for calling, Billy. We appreciate it.
We'll have to go out with that other song. Oh boy, I'll tell you, we've been fighting, and the fight's just begun. I mean, we're winning the battle, and you don't let your guy get up, because if you let him up, you might get your butt kicked. So we got him down, and now it's time to do a little ground game on a little ground and pound. I mean, that's really where we're at. So we can't let up.
And with that, we do have another caller on the line. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, everyone. You mentioned a few minutes ago Valerie Jarrett, and that kind of triggered my mind. Did you hear when Obama left the White House, his whole family left the White House, and Valerie Jarrett turned off the lights? Now, is that clever or what? After 8 years, he lets Valerie Jarrett turn off the lights?
Yep.
I just thought that was a little funny. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thanks for calling in, Mary. We appreciate it.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. Yeah.
Yeah. And the head of the Communist Brain Trust is headed right here for Commifornia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's almost good because now
at least we got them all in one place.
That's exactly right.
To do it.
Bring your enemies.
Maybe a blessing in disguise, huh?
Yeah.
Bringing them that close.
I'm thinking you want your enemy within range.
Yeah.
Well, I look at it this way. It's a blessing if we intend to do something about it. It's probably a bad thing if we're just going to stand there and just keep letting them punch us in the head over and over and over.
Well, right. With that, we've got Signe, and I'm sure she's got some enlightenment for us. And I love when Signe calls in because I think that she is very committed and she's very inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, Signe?
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm here. And I am so happy. I was with my grandkids and my daughter all weekend, and it just worked out. God was so good. I got to watch the inauguration all day and all night, except for a short break going to my grandson's basketball game. And then I got to watch the Vaccines Revealed series. And I have to tell you, between those two things and the truth that from the Lord comes deliverance, so that is who we need to keep our trust in. And I'm so thankful that Trump was elected, and we need to keep lifting him in prayer. I mean, the comments from the negative, lying, lost left are just so hateful. I just can't even read the comments anymore.
Yeah, it's like, I know, Signe, it's just, who are the real haters, you know? I mean, that's the real deal. You know, we've been called the haters for how long? And, you know, we're not the haters. We want to love our neighbors as ourselves. We don't want to, hate our neighbors. These guys don't want neighbors. They want to take the block over. I mean, that's really what's going on.
I believe in psychology they call that projection, where you project on the people you hate what's really in your own heart and was your own agenda, but you lost. So then you accuse them. And it's just so evil. But you know what? God is really so amazingly awesome. He's our God Almighty. He's all-knowing, all-powerful. He's everywhere. And we need to keep our eyes on him and support Trump and this whole Congress and all of his cabinet members and really remember to pray for them every single day because the enemy will never give up.
Yep, I agree.
That's true.
And God is so much bigger. So that is my encouragement and word for all of you today. And thank you so much for having your show. And I really loved listening to Joe with his something frog legs.
Intellectual frog legs.
I loved him. I love that. And you know what I really love is that you guys let your guest speakers speak. You are very good at not constantly interrupting them and trying to answer the question that you asked them to answer.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We try real hard. You know, we started out here complete amateurs, and, you know, I'm not sure if we're professionals yet, but we're working at it.
You're doing a great job, and we appreciate you very much.
Thanks, Sydney.
Right,
we appreciate you
okay.
as well.
Okay, have a great
right.
Sunday.
Right. We're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the third hour of Sovereign Minds. This has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Potentially deadly weather is bearing down on the southeast at this hour.
At highest risk will be central and southern Georgia and northern Florida. Strong long-lived tornadoes will be possible this afternoon and evening. They will continue potentially into the overnight. They will be very fast moving.
Patrick Marsh of the National Weather Service. Similar storms killed at least 11 people in southern Georgia early this morning. A tornado took the lives of four people in Mississippi on Saturday. President Donald Trump will meet with his first foreign leader as president on Friday. It's the British Prime Minister.
Theresa May says the Trump team is interested in discussing a new trade arrangement with Britain, despite the America First theme in the inaugural address and the president's vow to evaluate every trade deal for possible benefits for America.
Correspondent Charles De La Desma. Spokesman Sean Spicer says Mr. Trump has also scheduled a meeting with the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, later this month to discuss trade, immigration, and security. The State Department says the U.S. ambassador to Kazakhstan will represent this country at international talks on Syria set for Monday in the Kazakh capital. The talks are being sponsored by Russia and Turkey. Rescue crews say there could be more air pockets containing survivors in the rubble of an Italian hotel buried in an avalanche last week. Nine survivors from the Wednesday night avalanche were located in air pockets on Friday. Five bodies have been removed. 23 people are still missing. Authorities in the Dominican Republic say Kansas City Royals pitcher Yordano Ventura and former major leaguer Andy Marte both died today in separate traffic accidents. And transportation officials in the nation's capital say more than a million trips were taken on the city's metro system on the day of the Women's March on Washington yesterday. That sets a Saturday record. The previous record is about 850,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Poland's defense ministry says two U.S. soldiers have been injured in an army truck accident in the southwestern portion of the country. A ministry spokesman said that the truck was carrying tank ammunition and it skidded on a slippery road because the driver was going too fast for the conditions. Some of the ammunition for the M1 Abrams tanks the truck was hauling spilled onto the road leading to Zagan, where U.S. troops are based. The road temporarily closed. About 3,500 U.S. soldiers are deployed to Poland under a plan approved by former President Barack Obama. Senator Charles Schumer is concerned about airlines charging passengers for the ability to use space in the overhead bin. The New York Democrat says passengers who purchase new, quote, basic fares offered by United Airlines and American Airlines won't be able to store carry-on baggage in the overhead bins. He says he worries other airlines will soon follow suit, and that one day all passengers may have to pay extra. News and analysis at townhall.com. Plenty of buzz about this story out of Yuba City, California.
A beekeeper says thieves made off with 488 hives whose residents were supposed to pollinate almond trees. Lloyd Kniff tells the Great Falls Tribune it appears the thieves used semi-trailers to steal about 190,000 bees. He was storing the bees on a fellow beekeeper's property before moving them to Fresno, where he had a contract to pollinate the trees. Kniff says the theft will cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars, but at least the hives were insured.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, January the 22nd, and a birthday for a number of notable people, including Birch Bayh. The former Democratic senator from Indiana is 89 years old today. Actress Piper Laurie is 85. Hockey Hall of Famer Mike Bossy turned 60 years old today, and actress Diane Lane has 52 candles on her cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. God, country, and guns. Without God, we cannot have a free and moral country. And without guns, we cannot keep it. By the inspiration of God, our founding fathers created our Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, recognizing our God-given right to protect ourselves and our country from those who would do us harm. If we are not willing to risk all and stand up for what is right, we don't deserve to keep it. As Christians, are we willing to risk all for Jesus Christ? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, I see.
for all those thumbsuckers out there burning the cars. And I guess they torched Larry King's limo.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, there's no logic. What did you say? What was your quote from Roosevelt? He said what?
Oh, if you want to anger a conservative, lie to him. If you want to piss off a liberal, tell him the truth.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. It's crazy days indeed.
Seems to be working pretty good out there,
it's
doesn't it?
Good.
You know, I'm
crazy days indeed. It's just unbelievable anymore.
Well, it's almost like watching a viper bite itself. Like, you ever see a snake get wounded and it freaks out and it starts hitting itself? It's kind of like watching that.
Yeah. Well, before we go any farther, I just want to get a plug in here for Advanced Concepts. If you want stability, experience, and commitment, and they're California's Northern California's leading technology provider, Complete Business Solutions, products for home or on the go, and they give you great service and support. So I also want to mention that we'll be changing the format of the program towards the end of the February. And in that
the beginning of February, right?
No,
well, that's what
end.
I asked earlier.
I thought it was the end.
I don't know.
The chat room is claiming it's the beginning. I don't know.
Well, maybe
I thought it was the beginning. That's why I asked that this morning.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
So,
but anyhow.
And we're going to be looking for sponsors, actively looking for sponsors. So if you want to keep the State of Jefferson, and it's going to be the new name of the program is Sovereign
State of Mind.
Sovereign State of Mind, the voice of free.
The voice of the Jefferson Free State.
Voice of the Jefferson Free State. I'll get that down. Yeah. So, we'll be looking for sponsors and to keep the program on the air because, that's what we do. If you like what you hear and, you want to keep hearing it, then, we'll be looking for people to help out. Like I say, we're going to change up, do a different format and, it'll be interesting. So.
It should be fun.
I think,
it'll be different.
We always have fun here. That's why we do this, because if we were just a, run-of-the-mill straight news, serious news organization that, never laughed, smiled, or had any fun, why would we be here? I've been going on, five years now? You've been with us, four?
About the same. At least we can laugh and have a good time more now than what we could to a certain degree. I mean, there's still a lot of business
and
to take care of.
And then Red came on board, a year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that? I don't even know.
I think about a year and a quarter here, and Jefferson State of Mind over 3 years now.
Has it been that long?
It was actually just the third-year anniversary a little bit ago.
Wow. I mean, time flies when you're having fun. I mean, we all give up our Sundays to make sure that you guys are getting, real news, the truth out there. And, if we get a little bit, out of control here.
Every once in a while.
We apologize for that. But at the same time, I mean, if we don't, push the envelope, then.
It's not like I'm down the street burning Dutch Brothers.
Well, the good news is that at least they burned Bank of America and Starbucks.
Yeah, there's a couple others they could get involved in that.
Dummies.
Oh, boy.
Well, they didn't say they were intelligent.
Yeah, nobody said they were smart.
It just dummies.
Well, that's kind of why
let's throw some garbage cans in the street. That'll change things.
Yeah. We talk about, Trump destroying the country. That quote's great. They're rioting because Trump's going to destroy the country, so we're going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So I'm actually at a loss for words, if you can believe that.
I was there last night.
Might have been a different subject, though.
Yeah, it was.
Well, here's an interesting one. Bill Gates announces a new strategy for battling epidemics. You know, this
really?
This is going to be good, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
He's really thinking about everybody on this one. I can tell.
Bill Gates is always thinking about everybody. But he wants to create vaccines for a faster rate, at a faster rate by having regulations pre-authorized to begin rapid manufacturing in the event of an epidemic. Okay, so he wants a program for creating DNA and RNA vaccines. I'm not even sure what that is, but...
Woo.
I'm not... Oh.
Yeah, we'll create DNA and RNA vaccines. No, and no one's asking who will decide if there is an epidemic or what criteria will be used. But we can be certain that the drug companies will make vaccines that will do both for our own good, right?
Sure. Under the premises of, you know, disease control DNA vaccines, but I'm not quite sure what is in a DNA vaccine.
I'm not sure either, but it's something maybe we can look to in the future to figure out what the hell they're even talking
about.
It's
direct injection of genetically modified DNA to alter your genetic makeup.
That's what I'm thinking, but...
You know, so they can vaccinate you against things like that weird gene that makes people believe in God.
Oh.
Oh. I see.
Yeah.
So I've got, in other words,
gene that leads to loyalty and faith and patriotism.
So if I believe in a higher power and my country and God and all that stuff, I've got a genetic...
You've got a genetic defect.
Defect.
That you should have been vaccinated against.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as we stand in unity.
Well, and yeah. Interesting.
And they said they wouldn't do anything like that, right? Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, did anybody get a chance to watch the Ben Swan analysis of Pizzagate?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, interesting. We might have enough time to play it. I think it's worth looking at. Let me pull that up for Bob, and I'll send it over to him. And it's a very interesting analysis because he talks about, well, you know, what's going on with this Pizzagate thing. Is there anything to it? And you know, there's some things that are kind of troubling about the whole deal. And let me see if I can get this over here. I'll just type
in
pizza.
Maybe we should tell the people that don't know what Pizzagate is, give them a little bit of background to what it is.
It's the strong suspicion of a federally funded, coordinated, and organized child sex slavery ring conducted by members of the Clinton administration and inner circle, namely John Podesta and his sicko brother.
Yeah, so I just got that over to you, Bob, if you can pull it up there, maybe get it up for us to hear. It's very interesting because it's interesting that the FBI never opened an investigation on this stuff.
Never even looked at it.
Never even looked at it. And the local police never even looked at it.
NYPD did. They're running in circles wanting to look into this.
Yeah, and evidently there's some symbols that, you know, are pretty undeniable. And they pulled it down off the, you know, after it got high profiled. And all the people, and they closed down their websites, and they closed down their Twitter accounts, all for nothing. And so I think this one is one you're going to hear in the future as time goes by, I believe, if anybody follows up on the investigation. Because, you know,
if anybody spends some legitimate amount of time, an hour or two, really investigating the facts, and you take your time to start connecting the dots and translating the WikiLeaks emails and stuff, it's pretty blatantly clear there's something real wrong there.
Yeah, there's something going on there. And you know, it's not as innocent as all that, because if you look at just even the artwork that's in Podesta's house that was made public, it's like, good grief, there's something wrong with this guy. And he was the campaign manager, and these were the WikiLeaks that originally were, you know, it's interesting. So the WikiLeaks came out of John Podesta. John Podesta's email from the server from Hillary Clinton, and then the other leaks were coming from Anthony Weiner. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing going on with Anthony Weiner involved in anything sexual. You know, come on. You know, that really, that, you
Captain
know.
Captain Dick Pick?
This was locker room talk.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that guy at all.
Carlos Danger?
Yeah. Does he come with his own theme music and handlebar mustache?
Oh boy.
Or like Snidely Whiplash or something, you know. Snidely butt crack.
Yeah.
You know, so
Carlos Danger action figure. Oh man.
He could be a new WWWF kind of guy. The ultimate fighting wimp. I don't know.
Yeah. WWF. There's so many wiener jokes to go with that acronym, it's not even funny.
Be careful.
I'm staying away from the button. Staying away from the button.
Yeah. So go ahead and play that video from Ben Swan, if you can, Bob. And let's hear this. Let's hear this on this Pizzagate, because, like I say, I want to keep this in the sights, because I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
There's something there.
There's something there going on, and I like the analyzation that Ben put together. So you got it there, Bob?
Yes, it just showed up.
Okay, go ahead and hit the button, and let's listen to this, and we'll go on after that.
Well, Pizzagate. It became a major story weeks ago when an armed man decided to investigate a D.C. area pizza place for himself. This man right here, he carried a rifle into a pizza parlor and then fired it at the floor. Media is telling you the entire story is a hoax or fake news. But what does that even mean? I spent the last month investigating. So what exactly is Pizzagate? And are there any actual facts to support the story? I've got to warn you, what we're going to talk about tonight will be disturbing to some people. But this is a reality check you won't see anywhere else. Pizzagate actually comes from the WikiLeaks release of hacked emails from Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. In all, WikiLeaks dumped around 50,000 email messages, and it was from those emails that the claims that John Podesta may be part of a child sex trafficking ring come from. Now, to be clear, not one single email in the Podesta emails discusses child sex trafficking or pedophilia. That is a fact. But there are dozens of what seem to be strangely worded emails dealing with pizza and handkerchiefs. Self-described online investigators say that those words in the emails about pizza and the talk of handkerchiefs is code language used by pedophiles. So how did a DC pizza parlor get pulled into the story? Well, again, read any mainstream report and they indicate that Comet Ping Pong Pizza was somehow linked to this fake story and has no relation to anyone involved. But the truth is, that's not true either. What media is ignoring is that the Comet Ping Pong Pizza place is actually referenced in the Podesta emails at least a dozen or so times, and that the owner of that place, James Alfantis, is a friend of John Podesta. He was actually named, this is kind of strange, by GQ magazine as one of the top 50 most powerful people in Washington. Yes, we're talking about a pizza parlor owner. Now let's talk facts here. There is no solid evidence that Comet Ping Pong Pizza is being used to run a child sex trafficking ring. But there are some very strange connections between Comet Ping Pong Pizza and a second pizza place two doors over, Besta Pizza, and the accusations of pedophilia. Now, this is where things start to get strange when you research this story. Now, to begin, I need to show you a 2007 unclassified FBI document. That document, according to the FBI, contains commonly used symbols by pedophiles to express their preference in children. I want you to see these images here. These are the images. Notice this one on the end, the triangle. That image signifies something called boy love. The pizza place next door to Comet Ping Pong Pizza, Besta Pizza, well, this was their logo until only a few weeks ago. Clearly, you can see that the Besta logo actually contains the same image, I'm going to show you again, as that boy lover image. Interestingly, after Pizzagate investigators pointed this out, Besta Pizza changed their logo, and there it is now. They've removed the triangle. Also, Comet Ping Pong, owned by Alfantis, is the place where a number of performance artists perform regularly. Two of the groups that perform there, who you can see advertised, by the way, on this Comet Ping Pong poster, include a group called Heavy Breathing and another group called Sex Stains. Well, if you check out the YouTube videos by these bands, Heavy Breathing has songs that do joke about pedophilia. And the band Sex Stains has a video that includes, and you see it right there, that same boy lover symbol. It's nearly identical to the one that the FBI does say is a pedophile code symbol for boy love. As I said, there are some strange things there. As for the owner of the pizza place, James Alfantis, well, he was one time in a relationship with David Brock, who ran Media Matters for America. Well, since Pizzagate began to blow up online, he has made his Instagram profile, Jimmy Comet, private. But an archive search of Instagram reveals a number of strange photographs and words with strange and disturbing images associated with them. Look, to the point where we can't show you those pictures. We're not even going to describe them to you because some viewers would find it too disturbing to share on TV. Now let's talk about the Podesta brothers, because remember, it was John Podesta's email that was hacked. In those leaked Podesta emails, John Podesta talks about his close relationship with Dennis Hastert, the former Speaker of the House, who was recently sentenced to 15 months in prison for abusing boys years ago. He was referred to by the judge as a serial child molester. According to the Washington Post, visitors to Tony Podesta's home in Falls Church got an eyeful when they walked into a bedroom at the Podesta residence hung with multiple color pictures by Katie Grannon, a photographer known for documentary-style pictures of naked teenagers in their parents' suburban homes. And to be clear, that just begins to scratch the surface of how strange some of this stuff is. And bear in mind, we can't get into a lot of the real details of it because of the limits on broadcasting this on television. But it is some very strange stuff. Now keep in mind, again, there is no proof here that there is a child sex ring being operated out of a DC pizza parlor. Investigators have already proven there's nothing to this story, right? Well, actually, no. And that's what you need to know. For all that is here, there has not been one single public investigation of any of this. Not from local police, not from the FBI, no one. And that has to be the big question. Not for Podesta or for pizza parlor owners, but for law enforcement. Based on what may be or may not be here, the big question is, why hasn't any investigation taken place? That's reality check. Let's talk about it on Twitter.
Yeah, that's we bring that up because there's something going on here.
And like you said, that's barely scratching the surface.
Yeah, there's something rotten in Denmark here, and I think we need to keep after this because there's something ugly at the bottom of this.
Yeah, I don't actually have to get hit with a turd to know that from the smell there's a sewer nearby.
Yeah, exactly. So it's something that I wanted to put on the radar for a future because, like I say, I don't think this is going away. I think that if Trump lives up to what he says he's going to do and Jeff Sessions, I think we're going to see a change in the law enforcement community. And we're already starting to see some of it. I guess some of the protesters were charged with rioting. I don't have it right here in front of me, but they're starting to charge these guys, with destruction of property, rioting, and with bad intent. I mean, it's one thing to have a peaceful protest; it's another thing to burn Larry King's limo. kick out all the glass on, Bank America and Starbucks. So, yeah. Interesting stuff that's going on. Let's move on to some economic stuff here. Does everybody know that Sears is going to be filing bankruptcy soon? Yeah, this is just another one of the things that Obama has left us in much better shape than when he took office. They're going to be filing bankruptcy.
Yeah, the last few lumps of coal in our stocking.
So how many stores or businesses does this make?
I don't know, but there's a lot of people that
big ones too, big companies. Yeah. We've lost in the last 8 years.
Yeah, and it's getting worse. Trump's going to try to fix it. And I don't think he's going to be able to fix it completely. I mean, not at first. It's going to be a long, hard row here to fixing everything. I think he's the best man for the job. But we're starting to see the inflation tick up even more. And, he's left us, $9 trillion and some change deeper in debt. That's about $75,000 for every person in the United States who had a full-time job in December. So now that you're $75,000 more in debt because of Obama, how do you feel about him playing golf today on the golf course and those millions of dollars that they spent on their vacations? It's like up to 90-something million. So, anyway, we have a caller.
Caller, we do. We've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. I heard you guys mention economics, and I thought it was going to be really interesting after Hillary lost that what bills and Hillary's speaking fees would do. I figured they'd probably plummet.
Well, you're right. They have.
Nobody's hiring them.
It took them zero time to shut down the Clinton Global Foundation. But what I found interesting that was reported yesterday is Bill Clinton has been hired to give the graduation speech at Bernie High School this next year.
Are you kidding me?
Don, I called up Bernie Pines, and they had, in fact, reserved a room, the Clintons. But you know what I just found out is Hayfork's in the running, too, and they're offering a little butt. So we'll just see where that all goes. And when are you guys going to get tired of beating up on poor old Bill and Hillary?
I don't think I'm ever going to get tired until I hear the door slam in behind him and, Sing Sing or San Quentin or someplace. I just don't think I can let it go.
You know, I read a deal that said you would do more harm to the Clintons' reputation by prosecuting everybody under them. Like Cheryl Mills and Uma and Lois Lerner and that little spaz that set up their email and those kind of people. And, maybe there's a point there. I'm really stuck on this idea of us sending a document in saying that we want them prosecuted.
I think you're right. I mean, I'm not going to let it go.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that. You get a few thousand people from the state of Jefferson saying that we want law for everybody. One law is good for everybody instead of Janet Napolitano's. This administration will pick and choose which laws it wants to enforce.
Well, that's exactly the definition of tyranny, is arbitrary abuse of power. And that's what we've had for the last 8 years. If you're standing out in front of a voting booth in Philadelphia with nightsticks and you're black, hey, they're just out there making sure that everybody's safe. But
let's point out, as you say, what we've had in the last 8 years here in the state of California, it's absolutely what we still have, and it's
right.
Accelerating. Yeah. At an excessively rapid rate beyond our point of control.
Hey, you know, Red, while you're at it, let me ask you something. There's some idiot that gets on Redding.com and runs me down because there's nothing in the state of Jefferson budget for universities. He seems to think that's the reason we're going to be as poor as Mississippi. And I guess he probably doesn't realize that a Ph.D. from a university is about as good as a high school diploma when Mark and I went to school.
Well, and to be perfectly honest, if we were the state of Mississippi, we'd be about 14% off or better off economically.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And as far as nothing in the budget for the UC system, we would probably continue to use the money that's already in the UC system for our universities up here. And actually make sure that the money was getting into the classrooms and not being pilfered off by the administrations. And we would be looking at things at expanding our community colleges to be able to issue 4-year degrees. And we also believe that investment in trade skills and craftsmanship is something that's vitally important to the infrastructure and the economy. What good does it do for us to pay for a bunch of liberal arts degrees and underwater basket weaving classes?
Well,
I couldn't agree with you more.
I think we should have classes, on how to start a business and financial intelligence instead of Marxist 101.
Yeah, we need foresters. We need diesel mechanics. We need agricultural specialists. We need geologists. We need people that produce.
Yeah, we need
to get rid of about 2/3 of them professors that don't do anything. You know, Elizabeth Warren, I think it said she worked 3 days a week at some university back there and got $450,000 a year. Yeah, you get rid of a bunch of these professors that are just dead weight, and I'd wager that the tuition could just plummet right on down.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, the old joke used to be you go to Harvard and turn left, and that's pretty much most all of the higher universities in the United States across the board. So maybe we could actually have a university that would teach about our Constitution, mm-hmm. Capitalism, business, and skills so that we'd actually generate the economy, start to kickstart the economy up here, as opposed to everybody sitting around waiting for their check to come in from the welfare or their food stamps or their pot grow.
And with Gary working on the education part of Jefferson, I'm confident that we'd be a model for the United States.
Well, and another example, there's out-of-the-box solutions, too. Instead of putting our students in burdensome debt with student loans, how about we do an exchange program of civil service for education, where it costs us an average of $67,000 a year for a government worker. We can educate and train a new worker for $24,000 a year, and then let's say we give you 2 years of community college, and then you give us 2 years in the civil service. That's actually a savings of almost $40,000 a year to the state, and you're getting somebody that's young and ready to work and is not going to want to remain in that job forever and become indoctrinated in the bureaucracy. So while we're training our youth, we're actually helping to accelerate our government while saving money and providing a better service to the people, and providing these college graduates with a starter job to get their experience so that they can move on to the private workforce.
That's
ideas
right.
Like that.
I don't know if you heard me last week with Carl Bott and Chief Paletti on there, but old Paletti's always wanting CSOs, community service officers. And I made the suggestion that now that the city's poor and we can't afford these extra help, maybe some of these generously retired police officers who are drawing, you know, a wonderful retirement, maybe they could donate a little bit of time, you know, 5 or 10 hours a week being a CSO.
Police union will never allow it.
Well, yeah, you know, he says, well, you know, the key word in retired is tired. Well, we're not asking them to chase down criminals and have shootouts. All a CSO does is go and take reports. And you know what they pay a CSO? $100,000 a year when it gets done with benefits and everything. That's straight from Paletti's mouth. That's pretty good pay for a report taker.
Hmm. Yeah, I just think they're all paid too much across the board. I mean, Paletti's making bank. These guys, you know, it's one thing to have a well-paid police force and sheriff's department and all that to protect the public. It's another thing to have people that are getting rich off the public while the public starves to death.
Isn't that the truth? And they've never been in business for themselves.
Well, the thing is, too, is if you remove government salaries from the equation, the median income in Shasta County is $32,000 a year.
Is it that high?
Yeah, believe it or not.
I thought it'd probably be lower. I know that I have survived on that all my life, that much lower, that and lower, and got by just fine. I don't understand why
we have some law enforcement officials in this county making 10 times that a year.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yeah, that's right.
It's really kind of not acceptable.
Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, all right. Thanks for calling in, Nick. We appreciate it. Bye.
I was just looking at the chat room, and Jimmy said something about on the front page of the Record Searchlight, they had a 300 people protested in Reading over women's rights. And my question is,
where was that?
Which, yeah, exactly. Not only where was the protest, but which rights did they lose, or that which rights are they talking about? You know, you ask these idiots, what rights are you afraid of losing?
Well, I don't know.
Healthcare. Well, that's not really a right.
No, no.
No.
No, I mean, and the basic concept, if it was a right, which means that you can put every doctor in slavery to make them, force them into performing services.
Well, does that mean if you get sick, the government's violating your rights?
Excuse me. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's, yeah, I mean, so what it is if you can't treat me, okay, and I have the right to be treated no matter what, Then what you've done is basically turn the healthcare industry into a slavery, a slave ship. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So as a right too, and if you make the life choice of going out and smoking rock or slamming heroin and sleeping with everything that'll throw a dime your way so that you can stay high and you develop all of these diseases and STDs that go with it, I'm responsible for that life decision?
Right, exactly. There's
really?
no personal responsibility if it's a right. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody shouldn't have access to care, you know, and access to good health insurance and access to these free market services. I'm saying that everybody's got access to them, but if you want to go out and smoke pot and lay around the shed and be lazy the rest of your life and never work and never do anything productive, then you know what you reap, you sow.
You know, you can't all of a sudden show up and say, hey, I've decided after, you know, getting lung cancer and smoking cigarettes for the last 50 years that you, my neighbor, need to pay for that.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. It's an asinine thought process. And let's deal with the real problem. What is the number one problem with healthcare? It's too damn unaffordable.
Right.
Nobody can afford to pay it.
Oh, it's going to go down by $2,500, remember?
Yeah, and you're forcing all the doctors out of the work area for doctors. They're all leaving. They can't afford it.
Yeah.
All the crap that comes with it, all the regulations that come with it.
So it's unaffordable. Okay, that's the big reason.
Yeah, it's shrinking our pool of doctors and nurses.
Why is that?
Because they can't afford to stay in business.
Why is that? Because they can't afford
to have patients.
And there's nobody.
There's nobody coming to them because they can't afford it.
Well, everybody that's coming to them is looking for somebody to do it for nothing.
Or it's coming from the government and they're not receiving their pay.
Right. Yeah.
But what do you do when you're a doctor that 6 months of your salary goes to paying your malpractice?
Well, there's that too.
What do you do?
Yeah, there's that
too. And they're getting burnt out because if they're under the, you know, the health care part of it, they got to see so many patients, like, you know, they only have 5 minutes with the patient, and they got to see like 100 patients in a day.
You know, at some point, I understand the argument for gross negligence, but at some point, stuff happens. And remember, you're going to a guy that tells you, by definition, he's learning to practice medicine.
Right.
Well, and if you hand it all over to the government, they're going to fix everything just like they do everything else, right?
Yeah. They do such a well.
They do such a great job.
Yeah, they do a really good job.
I'm looking at the headline. Governor Jerry Brown admits to a $1.5 billion math error in the state budget. Those are the guys that are in charge of everything.
They're great.
And we,
with that, we got a caller on the line. Good morning, Mr. Wilkinson. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I figured out a good way to fix the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. We put the entire House of Representatives and all our senators in Washington on it immediately, and they'll come up with a way to fix it right away.
I'd love it.
I'm sure they would.
I think that's something that we maybe ought to write our congressman about. Oh, wait a minute. He doesn't really care about
the
that.
The White House has already issued an order to freeze Obamacare.
Yeah, that was happened this morning. So they're gonna unwind Obamacare, and they need to unwind everything this piece of work did. Because
if they put them all on it right away, they'd figure out how to fix it in a hurry.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They exempted all them. They exempted themselves, and they've all got these Cadillac plans that the government pay. Oh, that right. No, that we pay
even
for.
Even Democrats would hop on board.
Oh yeah. Well, anyway,
that's my idea.
Hey, that's
all
a
right.
good one.
Yeah, thanks for calling
or,
in. We're
just fled
it.
Here to the great state of California to get state benefits.
You know, I'm looking at this Breitbart, 18 major scandals in Obama's scandal-free presidency. And, the reason I'm bringing this up is this is the old Jedi mind trick, isn't it? If you say the same thing over and over again, you will let me in to see Jabba the Hutt. You will let the slave go.
These are not the scandals you're looking for.
These are not scandals anymore. They never were scandals.
Yeah.
You know, so they're saying this over and over again. Have you heard this over and over again in the media that there's been no scandals under Obama?
Yeah.
The man was a walking scandal.
Yeah. I mean, can you think of – there's so many we can't even think of them all. But it's this media thing, you know, whether it's Obamacare. Oh, Obamacare, it's a right.
Birth certificate.
I think that one's not going to go away.
Benghazi.
Mark my word.
Fast and Furious. Mm.
Yeah, I've got. Oh, how about Fast and Furious, and how about Eric Holder's held in contempt of Congress? Yeah, that was over a Fast and
not
Furious.
Not even a smidgen.
No. NSA spying?
Spying on journalists.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do that.
The IRS scandal targeting. How about Hillary's secret server that has emails going to Obama?
No. That was Russian hacking.
Yeah, the Russians did all of that.
That was Russian hacking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I this one I don't even recognize. The Pigford scandal, what's that one? Named after a landmark lawsuit with Bill Clinton era, the abuse program meant to compensate minority farmers for racial discrimination exploded under Obama after years of left-wing attacks on Breitbart for daring to speak up about the scandal, the mainstream media, and no less the New York Times. So we might want to do a little homework on the Pigford scandal. We've got scandals here. I don't even know
about.
There's
that name again, Bill Clinton. Clinton,
Clinton.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
It was a Clinton. I know their Clinton ways.
Bo Bergdahl.
Yeah.
How about
still?
Yeah. Bo Bergdahl. Yeah. Hey, there you go. He.
You mean the head liaison between the White House and the Taliban for heroin trafficking? That guy?
Yeah, that guy. Well, then we have the Iran nuclear deal and ransom payment.
Oh, yeah.
The deal that never was signed. There was no deal. There was never a deal. And they sent him $150 billion in cash and gold. And they did a treaty without approval of the Senate, which it was a treaty. I don't give a crap what you want to call it. It was you know, two thirds. Didn't happen. Didn't sign it. How about polluting the Colorado River?
Oops.
The Environmental Protection Agency managed to turn the Colorado River orange under the greenest of the green greenies, the president. Of course, there was a cover up, and would you expect anything less from this transparent administration?
This is George Bush's fault.
Yeah, that guy, that piece of work, mission accomplished.
Yeah,
he is busy.
Here's the GSA scandal. There's the scandals I don't even know about. We got the GSA scandal. I can't even remember these things.
On the lavish parties and all
that? Yeah, the general administration was wasting ridiculous amounts of taxpayer money on lavish parties and silly projects.
No.
Heroic efforts to resist accountability were made, leaving puzzled observers to ask what it took to get fired from the government employee under Barack Obama. So you can do anything under his scandal-free administration.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't any.
If they fired you, they'd have to acknowledge wrongdoing.
Yeah, that there was a scandal. Yeah.
There's no scandal if nobody's held accountable.
The fact that this guy's in the rearview mirror is, but he needs to be also in our radar.
Is he
he needs to be in front of. Yeah, he needs to be in front of the.
He needs to be in our sights.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the VA death list scandal? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Department of Veterans has been in trouble. You know, big scandals broke on Obama's watch. The death list veterans were put on while executives handed phony status reports and signed
big bonuses.
Big bonuses. Yeah. Obamacare, all the rhetoric, promises, meaningless. Solyndra. Remember Solyndra?
Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about that for a while.
How about the murder of Lavoie Finicum?
Well, that's not really a scandal, is it?
I guess again, I'm avoiding the button.
I guess the fact that they go out and set up an L-shaped ambush on a patriot who's talking about the BLM being out of control while confiscating the state's rights over property that they don't have the right to do, and then killing the guy out on the roadside.
Murdering
under the direct orders of the chief of staff, Valerie Jarrett.
Is that a scandal?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not really a scandal. It's criminal negligent
murder of an American citizen.
Exactly. Murder.
How about the Secret Service?
How about all the American citizens he murdered with drones without the consent?
Oh, yeah. There was 29,000 drone attacks or something, 26,000, and a bunch of innocent civilians got creamed. But it's all Russia's fault in Aleppo after he's been droning everybody under the sun while protecting and giving advanced knowledge to ISIS about the bombings that are coming and all this. Really? But, you know, he's not really a Muslim sympathizer. And while the Christians are getting beheaded and killed and burned and caged and drowned, he's worried about, the refugees coming over that they haven't been vetted. And is that a scandal?
Just as long as we don't refer to it as radical Islamic terrorism.
Yeah, you know, one thing about Trump's speech the other day? Boy, we got that one off the table, didn't we?
Yeah. And eradicated from the face of the earth. I like that sound.
I do.
I like that.
And I think they picked the right guy for the job.
Yeah.
Mad Dog.
Let's get all of them.
Yeah.
Let's get every one of them.
When you absolutely have to kill every... No, never mind.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Secret Service gone wild. Obama's years saw one of the scandal after another. The Secret Service agents with hookers gone wild in Colombia. That's a new program. It's a new reality show.
Which is, if you investigate that and look in that, has direct ties to Pizzagate.
Hey, There you go. Hookers gone, you know, Secret Service gone wild in with hookers in Colombia.
Underage Colombian hookers, and there was more than women in those rooms.
And while tipsy Secret Service officials drove their car into security barriers.
Actually, looking at the evidence, it looks like maybe several Secret Service agents took one for the team from who else was down there.
Wow.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Andrew from Bernie. How are you?
Hi there. Hey. So they didn't pardon. He didn't pardon. I mean, all the other ones, my God. But Hillary, the Hildebeest, is not. And what I want the Justice Department to do is go Joe Pesci on these people.
I agree.
And I also want, you know, a prison for some, gallows for the others. But when it comes to the gallows, I prefer that they use Common Core math. There'll be heads popping off and breaking legs. It would be great anyway. Common Core math, you know, what's your Common Core math answer? Purple aliens don't eat pancakes on the roof. I mean, who knows what they come up
with? I could just see him up there now with Mad Dog. Yeah, I got a general who shoots through government buildings.
Oh God. No, this is wonderful, and I think the hand of God is on this, and we can't stop fighting now. We have
absolutely.
No, we have to double down, triple down, quadruple down, and actually start to fight. Yeah. Words are no longer enough.
Oh, yeah, and I love it, Joe Pesci analogy. He just didn't think. He just hit you. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
There you go.
All right, folks, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day.
Yeah. How about this one? I got another one here. Shut down theater. Obama hit the American people hard during the great government shutdown crisis of 2013, doing everything he could to make American citizens feel maximum pain from using barricades, to keep war veterans away from their memorials, releasing illegal alien criminals from detention centers. How many times did you got to get slapped before you feel like you're getting slapped?
I guess some people it takes a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't like to be slapped, but...
Maybe we should...
Lisa, can I have some more?
Maybe we should go to a break here. We got about 10 minutes left.
All right. If you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
You inspired a perfect goodbye song here.
Oh, good. Who got?
Goodbye to You by Scandal.
Running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Vistar Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460. What shall we
do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. What shall we do about
them? KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Billy man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Cybermind Radio, we're down to the last few minutes. Another Sunday in the can, as so to speak. And, wow, it's been a pretty rock and roll day, man.
Yeah, it went by quick.
I like it.
We had a lot of fun with Joe Dan, that's for sure. He helped us along today.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, just a word to the wise out there. You know, if you got all your money in the bank or in a pension fund, you might want to think about transferring a little bit of that into some gold or rolling it over into gold-backed IRA, gold-backed 401k, or something of actual gold or silver in a vault storage that's segregated, that's not a promise to pay if the fund goes under. Something like CalPERS, they're, you know, You wouldn't. Yeah, I'm telling you. So, you know, if you don't have anything backing your funds, you know, people think, oh, gold, it's an archaic metal that has no value until everything goes to pot. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, it's been valuable for 5 or 6,000 years. And it never goes bad. And you can't counterfeit it. And you can't overspend it into government programs and borrow it from the Treasury with a promise to pay on a blank check.
Yeah, but you can't eat it.
Yeah. Try making a salad out of Federal Reserve notes. See how they taste.
Nor can I walk around with a 30-day food supply on my back.
Well, there is that, too. You know, well, I'll get bullets and steal yours. Yeah, then you'll be a murdering piece of garbage that...
good luck.
You know, yeah. And
do me a favor. Wear your Jerry Brown mask when you come to my house.
Yeah. Make sure you're the first one in the line.
Millions of Americans keep pouring their pensions every month into the retirement funds, and, you know, they are way underfunded. And also, as the baby boomers start to withdraw their funds, and they've already started to, the big exodus from these pension funds and these 401ks is starting to happen.
Huh?
Just saying.
There's nothing wrong.
There's plenty of money. Oh, well, but they had a mouth error, too, on top of it. Oops.
With that said, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. If you remember, go ahead. Amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Shut up and listen. Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Yeah. Ain't going to happen. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Don't forget, get out to the Reading Patriots, and Paredes will be there.
We the People, next on KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The National Weather Service is warning people in the southeast to prepare for a dangerous outbreak of tornadoes this afternoon. Meteorologist Patrick Marsh at the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center.
The Storm Prediction Center is forecasting an outbreak of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms today and tonight across much of the southeast, including Florida.
Marsh says warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico is colliding with a storm system over the southeast.
The moisture and instability combining with the wind shear from the storm system is going to come together to produce the potential for tornadoes and severe thunderstorms.
The high-risk area is home to 4.8 million people. Severe storms have already killed 15 people this weekend in Mississippi and in Georgia. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to be the first world leader to hold